I'm Peter Bonner McNiss, and he is Chris Lang. And welcome to another of these regular property briefings. And a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Well, once again, it's good to be here.
I guess there is always a quandary for investors as to when to sell and how to get their property ready for sale. Perhaps you could shed a bit of light on that.
Well, the secret is timing. What you need to do is keep a close eye on the leading as opposed to the lagging indicators. And historically, there are two leading indicators that work best, the first of which is job growth.
So let's make a start with job growth.
Well, when we talk about job growth, we're specifically looking at the service industry. Now, in Australia, the overall rate of unemployment has hovered around 5.5% for some time now and recently got down to 5.3%. Now, I know we've got problems with the coronavirus and that's going to distort the unemployment for a period of time. But conventional wisdom is that anything under 5% unemployment would start to put pressure on wages and then lead to higher inflation. However, since the global financial crisis, you've seen a continual lowering of interest rates, which has kept the lid on wages and forced unemployment rate to remain fairly static. Nonetheless, should the unemployment rate start to creep up, particularly in service industries, which impact the office and the retail markets, that would be a clear indicator to consider selling that type of property. Now, as I said, the current market is being distorted, and with the pandemic that's been going on, the last thing you want to do is be putting property on the market. So, yes, we've got some problems, but I suspect that once the virus passes, you're going to see demand pick up again, and things will have moved sideways for 6, maybe 9 months, but then we'll get back on an up trajectory.
You mentioned there was a second leading indicator.
Okay. Well, the second leading indicator to watch would be new building permits for the sector in which you're looking to invest. Now, you need to monitor what's coming onto the market over the next 1 to 3 years. So, if yours is a C-class property and there are a few A-class properties coming on the market nearby in the foreseeable future, that would mean the value of the entire area would increase and you should be able to be charging higher rents. But more importantly, you won't need to worry about your C-class tenants moving into these new properties because they simply couldn't afford the rents, which are much higher than what you would be charging. However, if you had a B-class property, then you could have a potential problem. And that's because all these A-class properties would probably come onto the market at around the same time. And those owners would be providing significant incentives to attract neighbouring B-class tenants into their buildings, offering your tenants brand new space for not much more rental than they would have been currently paying, but with significant incentives like rent-free or brand new fit out. And as such, your property or the occupancy rate in your property could well fall along with your potential rent levels. And this will have an effect on your overall net income.
Okay, now let's move on to getting your commercial property ready to sell.
Well, if you've been following my blogs and podcasts, you will recall me recommending that you should have and maintain your property in ready-to-sell condition within 12 months of your original purchase. Now, that means that if it's possible to subdivide the property, either floor by floor or into smaller areas within each floor, this should be set in place more or less straight away because it can take up to 6 months to complete, although it generally doesn't involve significant costs. It just takes time to get the titles approved and just the overall process. So if you're planning to sell, you should start this process at least 12 months ahead of time. And that begins by taking a dispassionate view of the property to uncover any physical improvements that may be required. So if it's a standalone property, that could entail perhaps freshening up the landscaping and the general look and feel of the exterior. And if it's part of an owner's corporation, in other words, a strata title, perhaps approaching the committee to undertake some cosmetic work to the exterior and the common areas of the building would be worth considering. So, you see, undertaking such work will help place your tenant in a good frame of mind, particularly if there is a rent review coming up.
So, you have covered the physical side. What about the financial?
When it comes to the financials, the first thing you do when you're selling is to decide on the target net income you will need to secure the price that you're looking for. And then you work out how best to achieve it. Now, you arrive at a target income figure by multiplying your ideal price by the capitalization rate currently being achieved for similar properties in your area. So the question is, where do you begin? Well, obviously, you have some rental reviews coming up, and therefore you have a chance to improve your bottom line straight away. And that's all the more reason why attending to some of the cosmetic issues mentioned earlier is vital in order to create a favourable climate for those negotiations. And quite often you may look at the tenancy schedule and find that you have one or more leases with only, say, a year or maybe 2 years to run with, and they're followed by a 3 or 5 year option. Now, if you and your managing agent have built up a good relationship with the tenants and they are happy and wanting to stay on in the property, you could well have your managing agent float the idea of them exercising the option early in return, perhaps receiving 1 or 2 months rent free. Now, just as an aside, with the coronavirus, this is one of the things that I'm recommending to my clients, that if the tenant wants some rental relief, whether it is a waiver of a month's rent or pay a 75% or 50% of the rent for 2 or 3 months, in return for that, if you're going to make a concession, you need to trade it for something. And if they're quite happy operating their business there, exercising the option, which might not be for another 2 years, but it happens to be a 3 or a 5 year option, exercising that is no cost to them. But the value to them is in getting the concessional rent. But you forego something on which you will be paying tax, as opposed to adding to the value of your property, which is a capital item. So offering a discounted rent for 2 or 3 months to get a significant capital growth, because obviously if a valuer came in and valued it, if you've got a 5 year lease or 7 year lease as opposed to a 2 year lease to run, your property's worth a lot more. So you've got to get a bit creative. So as I said, the managing agent can float the idea if they're not looking for a rent reduction, but you know, it makes it a much more appealing property if, in fact, you decide that, say, at the end of the year you want to sell, if you've only got 12, 18 months, 2 years to run the lease, it's not that attractive. But if you've got 5 to 7 years to run on the lease, it becomes much more appealing and you'll get a much higher figure. So the other thing you might look at on the financial side is lowering the expenses. That's because even though your tenant may be required to pay outgoings under the terms of their lease, it's the total outlay that a valuer will look at when determining their net rent at the time of a market review, if you have to get into an independent determination because there is an argument over what the rent should be. So it's therefore in your best interest to ensure that all the outgoings, including your rates and your taxes and any other operating costs, are kept at an absolute minimum, because that's going to work in your best interest. And again, it's something that you've got to continually monitor, but certainly look to address no later than 12 months out before you want to sell.
That's great. Now, I guess what everybody wants to hear, how do you pick the precise moment to sell?
Okay, when you're looking to choose the actual time to sell, you always leave something in it for the next investor. Now, if you're selling after there's been a surge of prices, you definitely need to leave some profit in the deal for the next buyer. And you do this by selling into a strong market. You certainly don't wait until you see the market starting to flatten out before you sell. Because if buyers can see nothing but strength at the time you sell, the deal will proceed like clockwork. And as a rule of thumb, I tell people, you sell when your friends and your family think you're crazy, and they're urging you to wait another 6 months to capture even more upside. And they simply don't understand the psychology of selling into a strong market. So you never look back. Don't try and second guess yourself by thinking, well, maybe if I'd waited another 5 or 6 months, I could hit the very top of the market instead. You should be kicking yourself if you ever find yourself selling at the top of the market, because that means you haven't been watching the key indicators and have been recklessly waiting so long as to risk selling at a lesser price. And you've got to remember that when the market collapses, it does so in a hurry, certainly with property. And unlike shares, it's very hard to sell property into a falling market. As I mentioned before, most investors are like sheep. You know, they don't really know what's going on, but feel comfortable in the knowledge that all other sheep are doing the same thing. And that way, they avoid leaving themselves open to criticism from friends and family by selling too early. So as soon as the herd catches a whiff of there's a problem, you're in big trouble because everyone wants to sell. And you'll be caught in a stampede. The sellers panic and they start to dump property on the market, and it's almost impossible for you to obtain a reasonable outcome as the price cutting begins amongst all this bad news. So instead, you want to be in a position to watch all of this play out in your rear vision mirror, having sold early when the market looks strong. And that way, you can leave all the carnage behind you.
Any final thoughts on this?
Well, hopefully our listeners now understand that any decision to sell is one planned well in advance, not something that's done on the spur of the moment. And it needs to be a thought-out strategy and not merely a knee-jerk reaction.
Once again, many thanks. That's great advice.
It's always a pleasure.